You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is Wig Hackers with Daniel Coy, your number one podcast for wig hacking to help you work smarter, not harder. You get a look behind the scenes at what goes on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to Wig Hackers with your host, Daniel Coy. So I have a uber close, dear, lovable bundle of joy, 5'3", bundle of dynamite. So she has done literally almost everything in the entertainment industry. She has been in umpteen thousand Broadway shows. She can belt her face off. She's been hidden behind someone to make it sound like that person was wailing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jackie Burns to the show. What? Woo, woo.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, I need that. As an actor, I miss applause so much. It's like I'm Tinkerbell and I need the applause to live. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. So... Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for doing this. Oh my gosh, I cannot. This is going to be so much fun.
I'm very excited.
So, how did we meet? Because I mean, that's how the podcast always is. All my guests are, how did you meet? So, we met on Hair on Broadway.
Of all shows. Hair. Of
all shows.
And we're on a, come on. It's so kismet.
I remember this bundle of fire coming into the hair room with Gloria and literally being like, I hate my hair. I need extensions out to my butt.
That's exactly what I said. I hate it and I need extensions. I need it.
So as everyone knows me, we made extensions. We made extensions for the Jackie.
And they were
every day she would come in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was really on your call time because
Absolutely not. I made it up and was like, I'm coming whether you guys like it or not. And they just gloriously made time for me when they really didn't have time for me at all to do that because I just pushed my way in to get my fierce extensions because they made my character, you know?
And it's hair. So they like jump around. So, you know, it was my third Broadway show, like on my own. And I'm like, I hope they stay in. And Jackie gets a little rambunctious out there during Hair. Yeah. I mean, the show is Hair. I mean, so every night I would do a little prayer as I clip them in. and then
of
she
all
got
the big sentences on. Me, who gave 180% every time. So
they would come back just wet. Wet. But it was great though. We really bonded in our little corner. A lot happened. I mean, you auditioned a lot during the show. What was your first experience with a wig?
With a wig in general?
Like a real wig. Let's go professional. Let's do lace wig. I don't want to do Halloween wig because I hope, you know, forever. But wig.
Like a full on crazy lace front wig would have had to been Rock of Ages, which I did right before I did Hair on Broadway. So like while I was in the park doing Hair in the Park, I had just my natural hair in Hair in the Park. And then I went and did Rock of Ages off Broadway before Hair went to Broadway. And those wigs were out of control.
That's true.
80s hair for days.
Yeah, I came in and was there swing for a while. Did I meet you there?
No. Were you there off Broadway? I think you did Broadway.
No, I did Broadway, yeah. Ooh, sorry.
Yeah, because I did off Broadway. No. Yeah. I was in the original. And then, of course, as it always happens, is that you get two Broadway offers in 1 week when you had no Broadway offers for years. Just waiting tables being like, please somebody like me. And then you get two Broadway offers for once. Like, really? You couldn't have spread out a little. But no. But actually now that I just thought about it, I think my very, very, very first wig, And it's going to tie into you because then you changed my feelings about it. I was a blonde in Sweeney Todd in college, right out of college. I did Sweeney Todd, Joanna. And for those who don't know who I am, and why would you, I'm a brunette through and through. Okay. Like I am very brunette.
Yes.
Not a blonde. Okay. And not one of those brunettes that can like do both. You know what I mean? Like I am a brunette. And dark haired brunette. So I had to be blonde. It was the most unflattering shade of blonde you've ever seen. And my parents came and saw the show, and it is the first time, you know, my parents are so lovely and couldn't be nicer and are so supportive of me, but it was the first time my dad was like, whoa, in the show, this girl, Joanna, gets locked in a tower because she's so gorgeous and her hair is so stunning and like everybody wants her. And he was like, you got locked in the tower because you were scaring the town folk. That is, you are not a good looking blonde. I love you. You're a beautiful girl, but like blonde is not your color. I mean, like I look like a man in drag. Like, it was not cute. And then Danny and I went and did PCLO, Pittsburgh Civil like
Pittsburgh.
Opera, where I had, yes, and Danny's wigs are the best wigs. Let's just be honest, hands down. You're more beautiful than you do in Danny's wig. But I had to be blonde for wedding singer, and I was like, oh, I know, because I'm gonna look like a man in drag. This is gonna be a hot mess. Do you remember that? I was like freaking out, Danny. I was like, no.
No, you're like,
honey, I'm gonna, it's just you had the wrong shade of blonde. I promise you, you're gonna look great. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And as usual, he was right. And you got me the right shade of blonde. And I did not look like a man in drag.
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh my God. So yeah. Oh my God. I mean, that was a couple years later from hair.
Yes.
And like, yeah. Wow. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Your backstage, when we gave you that black eye.
Oh, when we were doing Man of La Mancha.
Yes.
That was my favorite.
That fast forward time lapse gets me so many views, no matter where I post it.
That's because they're probably like, that girl never shut up. Like literally never shut up the entire time.
You're like, isn't that my, I'm like, Jackie, that's your entrance music? We need to go.
I'm like, oh, right, yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh, and I would just sprint.
I would always forget that there was just showground. We're just like having a kiki, living our best life. And then it was, right. You have to like,
show.
Right. And I just got beaten and raped, and I need to kind of like get in. I'm like, and then, like very method. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I do want to talk about, I mean, Jackie has done the Elphaba, like the whale. You know, you're a huge TikTok sensation, correct?
No.
Oh yeah. They put all the Elphabas together singing, like all the bootlegs. Oh yeah, and you are outnumbering majority of them for your whale.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have to.
I can hardly keep Instagram, so like TikTok, I know, I'm so bad at it.
You would be so good at TikTok because it's just you being cuckoo. Yeah. It's like,
and I am cuckoo, all get out.
You won't have to do anything. You just need to be yourself. So, how many wigs did you have for Elphaba?
Oh, two. I had two.
Only two. Okay.
Yeah, you have the one in the first act, and then they switch wigs in the second act. It's like the same thing with the makeup. Like you sit down and they do your makeup, like young Elphaba, and you have your wig, and they're the exact same wigs. It's just the style differently, and
different.
You have like that braid, that quintessential braid.
Mm-hmm.
And then Glinda takes the braid out, and then they like fix your hair and the quick changes. I'm always so fascinated by all of you guys who can literally switch a wig and a hairstyle in like literally 10 seconds whilst the performer you're doing is also changing clothes and not like stationary. I'm always like, how do you do that?
Who, it's Jackie insane. Stationary?
No, yeah, that's the other thing. And then you, on a normal performer, it's one thing. And then me, it's like, how do you wrangle like a Mexican jumping bean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are those, like I'm the worst.
But it's the most fun. If you haven't, she has a lot of energy. In case those of you who have not gathered this, I've asked them two of my questions and we're still going. And I love this. What was one, have you ever had a hair mishap? Like a wig, hair mishap that like, you know, scarred you for life?
Actually, there was one something. There's two mishaps. Perhaps. One was in back in my early days in a show called Sweet Charity, where I was the Fru girl, which, let's be honest, I had no business playing that role in the first place. She's like the fierce dancer girl. And she has this like high slicked back pony, you know what I mean? And like the whole thing, like you shake your head around. It's like this crazy, amazing,
you,
like
out of all people, yeah. Shaking your head.
Yeah, I mean, like I can give you that. I can give you a hair toss, like nobody's business. But like other than that, nothing. But at that, and I have crazy short curly hair. So basically they had to like slick my hair back and like my ponytail for them to attach the straight big long ponytail was like an inch long. It was like a little sprouted potato with like 800 bobby pins. Like it was, I don't know how they got anything on my head in the first place. Anyways, went to that first like big da-da-da-da-da, like where you like just like wave your head around a million times and shake, you know, like propeller your helicopter, your ponytail. All of a sudden, I'm like feeling it and it's fierce. And then I can just feel like my head is much lighter than it was. And that ponytail went into the orchestra, into the trumpet player. Like, and then the rest of the song, I mean, the rest of the thing, I had to like dance trying to look like the most sexy, coolest girl ever with like this tiny little sprout of like curl. Like it was mortifying. That was pretty funny. But I think the most mortifying thing that it was earlier in my career. It was the first time I played off of Broadway. So I was already nervous in the fact that like it was my leading lady debut.
Legit.
You know, and so in at the end of Loathing, it's right in the beginning of the show, you're wearing like a beanie on top of your wig.
Yes.
And you scare Glinda, you're like, boom! And she's, you know, and she's like, ah! And you're like, ha 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 ha. And then it's like the button and you sit down to start the classroom scene. Well, I went, boo! And what I thought was my wig completely fell off. It was just my beanie had like flipped to the back, but it felt like my whole wig fell off. So I was thinking I was like bald, you know? So here I am like this green girl with like, you know, like a wig cap on. And I was like, oh my God, I'm ruining Broadway, right? So I freaked out. I'm ruining Broadway. In my mind, that's all I'm ever doing, you know? So then I immediately go to like sit down before I'm supposed to sit down. And I actually like push somebody in my blind, like scaredness that I was ruining Broadway and I had a bald wig cap, you know what I mean? And like, it was horrible. And the person that I pushed was very unhappy with me, which he absolutely shouldn't have been. Because he, in his mind, he's like, saw me, and all it is that my beanie's back were, you know, fell off. And in my mind, my entire wig was
fell
off, and I was looking crazy. And it was mortifying, and I got in a lot of trouble. And so it wasn't a, like a wig disaster, but I thought it was a wig disaster, and it truly was the biggest learning curve of my life. I was like, you handled that situation terribly, and
never again.
Note to self, never again. Wigs are stressful.
So with the lace, was it green?
So they would, it was not green. It's your flesh, normal flesh color lace front. And then they paint over it. They're like, well, they use the makeup as their painting you and like kind of paint over it so it blends in.
I just wanted to know. I always, because I thought, oh, maybe a green wig cap. No, we're not that advanced. Okay, great. Good. Okay.
No.
How long were you with Wicked? Like, according to it says like a lot.
Yeah, a very long time. I did it for a year on the tour, and then I did it for a year and 5 months on Broadway the first time, and then I went back to Broadway for a year, and then I went on tour again to do LA for 4 months. So altogether, almost, 4 years.
Wow. Well, I remember when I was on Miss Saigon, I get a text out of the blue.
Yes, you do.
Out of the blue. Hey, do you have a wig?
You're like, yes.
Yes. And so I remember we had to create this look because they couldn't. But your hair could do it. Looking at it, I mean, you didn't book it, which is very sad, which I think you should.
It was sad. I know. We can talk about it. I'm fine with it. It was for Pretty Woman.
What was this, like your 90s callback? Literally.
My whole life, I've always been told, like, you know, I've got, there are people who are like, oh, you remind me of Julia Roberts. You have a Julia Roberts look. Because, you know, I've got, like, the big features and the big horsey laugh and, you know, mouth. And which I'm so proud of because I think Julia Roberts is stunning and amazing. Oh. So I was like, that's it. I am going to have that quintessential hair. So I texted Danny and was like, give me that wig. And I remember walking down, you were at Miss Saigon, so that was on, where was that, 50
something?
52nd. Yeah, 52nd. But I had to walk a good 10 blocks to Chelsea's office, and I was like living my life, and I was just like wondering if people, like, I guess, I don't know for me, because I only wear wigs inside of a theater, being outside with a wig on, I was like, I was feeling fierce and looking fierce, but all I could think was, are people thinking I'm wearing a wig? Do people think I'm wearing a wig? Or because your wigs look so real, it doesn't, but it almost felt like, you know when you're high and you get just like super, not that I smoke weed a lot, you guys, but like, do you know, if you get high and you get paranoid sometimes and you're like, you feel like everybody's like, I know you're lying. I felt like everybody I passed by was like, girl, that's a wig. I know you got a wig on. That's not your hair. Your hair's not that fierce. Tone it down.
No. I think it's you, because you have such a thing for your hair. Like,
I hate it.
There is not one nice thing you've ever said about your hair. God, I've known you a minute. Like I've known you a minute.
12 years. Like,
oh my God.
Hair was 12 years ago. Makes me feel old. So old.
So old. You know? Holy.
So old.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, where did
we
the time
were baby. Go? We were babies. Oh my God. So during act two of Hair, or no, right before the end of act one, you know, the big Hair song, I had nothing to do. And I was not gonna sit in the hair room with Gloria, but I also had a quick change for Andrew. So I would go sit in the balcony. Or the first mezzanine.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.